This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the afternoon of Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. I'm Kate Sharon. Representatives from the Indiana State Department of Agriculture are taking part in an agribusiness trade mission to India this week, led by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Foreign Ag Service. In a conference call with reporters Wednesday, ISDA Deputy Director Katie Nelson said Indiana seeks to promote the state's poultry production, as well as the production of ethanol, which is becoming a larger market in India.
We are great at producing ethanol and corn in Indiana, and so we're really excited about India's goal to be E20, and so we hope that we can contribute to that as well.
In total, the delegation includes officials from 11 state departments of agriculture, as well as representatives from nearly 50 businesses and organizations across the country seeking to develop and expand business opportunities with Indian importers. The USDA said the goal of the trip is to capitalize on India's recent reduction of tariffs on U.S. poultry products, vegetables, fruits, and tree nuts by, quote, strengthening the agribusiness trade relationship between the United States and India. The Terre Haute Boys and Girls Club is planning to invest more than $1 million in renovations it says will enhance its offerings. Our partners at WTWO-TV report the organization continues to fundraise for the project. CEO Bobby Moore said the goal is to provide a boost for the children that participate in the club's programming. Concrete sensor technology developed by a Purdue University-affiliated startup has won another major honor. The Rebel Concrete Strength Sensing System, created by Wave Logics, was named a gold winner of the Edison Award in the Critical Human Infrastructure category. Luna Liu, a professor of civil engineering at Purdue, has led the development of the technology and serves as CEO of Wave Logics. The technology uses sensors embedded into a fresh concrete pour that measure strength levels in real time and signals when pavement is strong enough for traffic. The goal is to expedite the construction of highways, bridges, airport runways, and buildings, and reduce the frequency of concrete repairs. The award was presented last week during the 2024 Edison Awards in Fort Myers, Florida. From the number one source for Indiana Business News, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southeast Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to Engage Southern Indiana, New Albany, May 1st. Presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Connect with fellow business and community leaders, discover programs aligned to your region's unique needs, and walk away with bold new thinking for Southeast Indiana's growth. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
Elkhart-based Thor Industries, in partnership with Lifeline Youth Ministries, recently launched its RV Learning Lab to teach kids about different aspects of the recreational vehicle industry. Lifeline says its success building new homes and remodeling old houses on State Street served as the impetus for the partnership with the RV maker. Daryl Peterson, executive director at Lifeline Youth Ministries.
Well, this is the RV capital of the world, so if that would make sense. So when we're sitting there and we've had massive success with our construction program, it was like, you know, how do we take this to the next level?
The company sends instructors daily to walk students through different technical skills, including plumbing, electrical, cabinetry, and also sharing safety best practices. Peterson said students will receive a certificate that puts them ahead of the hiring line upon completion of the program. The former treasurer for the Aurora Farmers Fair in southeastern Indiana was arrested and charged with felony theft after being accused of using fair funds to make more than $70,000 in personal purchases. The Dearborn County Prosecutor's Office charged 54-year-old Scott Petty of Moores Hill with one count of theft, a level 5 felony. Petty is accused of using the Farmers Fair credit card and bank account to pay for more than $70,000 in personal expenses, including car payments, other bills, vacations, and more. The head coach of Indiana State University's women's basketball team has stepped down, the university announced Wednesday. Chad Killinger has left ISU, effective immediately, after 3 seasons with the Sycamores. Deidre Johnson will serve as interim head coach while a nationwide search begins for Killinger's successor. Johnson has spent the past 3 seasons as associate head coach for the team. During his time in Terre Haute, Killinger earned a 33-60 record for the team. Some fear a new Indiana law that drastically alters universities' diversity policies could have a chilling effect on teacher prep classes. The result could be that pre-service teachers are less prepared to use best practices, challenge their own assumptions, and work with students who come from a variety of backgrounds through practices like culturally responsive teaching, critics say. That's not the intent of the new law, though, said Senator Spencer Deary, a Republican and the architect of the statute, which compels universities to stress intellectual diversity along alongside cultural diversity. It requires professors to present a variety of viewpoints in their curriculum and imposes consequences for not doing so, including demotion and denial of tenure. Pushing back on concerns that the law could shrink the pool of future educators, Deary said it could instead encourage students who currently don't feel welcome on college campuses, namely conservative students, to enroll. Evansville Mayor Stephanie Terry is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports, entertainment, and beyond. Available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Kate Sharon for Inside Indiana Business, Radio on Demand.